Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi from Chuck Chat Freestyle. Once again, bringing you the Dog Days of Podcasting for day 25. It is the 25th of August, and we are almost done. There's just a mere 24 hours to get a whole bunch of stuff done. If you notice the tonal quality has changed, it's because I'm trying this on the Rodecaster Duo. I keep this by my desk. And, well, the other episodes have been recorded on the studio mixer, the Behringer, with the SM58 and I thought, it's sitting here. I want to try it. Let's just see what happens. Because I wanted to sit instead of stand. And I did the music in a couple of takes, but I did the mix all as one. And I can record them to independent tracks so I can mix them later, which should help with a couple of different things. But all podcasting nonsense aside, it sounds kind of muddy to me. I don't have a crispness. The mixer has a audio profile. It says, what microphone do you have hooked up here? Is it dynamic? Is it condenser? Or is it one of the Rode microphones? And I said, it's a Rode Procaster. So maybe it should sound better. I'll listen back to it when it's in Audacity and I'm editing things together. But quick update. I don't know if anybody has seen recent pictures. I know some people that have been close to me, like Craig and whatnot, or the parade group. I have been showing pictures as I shortened my hair. So about a week ago or so, I took the clippers and I clipped all my hair off down to a length of 2. Which I think is a quarter inch. I don't remember what the numbers are, but there's number 2. And normally when I get my haircuts, it's the barber does a 3 on the side and then takes a half inch or so off the top. And I come back every 4 to 6 weeks. Well, in previous years, when we've done the Dragon Con parade and I've dressed up as Farnsworth and I put on the latex bald head, it's an hour of gluing and prepping and painting and makeup, and then it gets really hot in the August Atlanta sun, and then we get to the end and I take it off, and it takes another hour to get the makeup off. And for the last several years, Craig has said, why don't you just shave your head? And I said, well, because I do videos and whatnot at work, and if I were to have long hair and then suddenly short hair, it would be a little confusing. To say the least. Not that there weren't times in my life in 2013, 2014, 2015 when I did have shorter hair when I was doing jujitsu. But it's, you know, if you look at most YouTubers, their visual appearance is pretty consistent. There are a few that have changed. And I didn't want to introduce that change every year at work. So now that I'm retired, I have that option. So last Saturday, I took it down to a 2. Then on Wednesday, this would have been Saturday the, I don't remember, 3/10/17, the 16th? No, the 23rd. No, this past one was the 23rd. The 16th. We'll go with the 16th. 16th, I cut it down to a 2. The following Wednesday, I took the blade off. I just ran it down to the blade. So electric clippers, bzzz, and just shaved it down. And it was pretty short. A couple of things I noticed right away was, man, I can feel every draft in this building and every breeze that goes by. It was much like when I grew a beard back in 2002, 2003, and then shaved that off and went, ooh, my face is cold. It took my sweater off. Well, that's what my head feels like. And then Sunday afternoon, I took the razor to it and took it down to nothing. So I am bald head right now. I am ready to be Farnsworth. I've sent Craig a picture. I'm also doing this for to show support. There are two people in my life that are going through massive chemotherapy. Both have had cancer before and they got it again, and I feel really bad. So showing support. One is I don't want to get too much information out because neither of them have. One of them has asked me to keep it mum as far as who they are and what they're going through, but just showing support, and I get a Farnsworth haircut out of it. So, quick response to Mark the Encaffeinated One. He was talking about playing the guitar, and you know, my hands don't bend that way either. The guitar is a very big instrument for me, and I don't have very large hands. In fact, I am challenged to reach some of the chords on the ukulele. Now, you mentioned sausage fingers might be an issue. There are different sizes of ukulele. There are the little ones. There are the sopranos. There's the bigger one that I use. There's the concert. Then Donna's got a tenor, which is even bigger. So I think you go 17, 19, 21 inch, and then, sorry for the imperial units, and then 23 is a baritone, I believe. So you can get them bigger. And that may accommodate your fingers as well as the frets and whatnot. I'm finding it very, very enjoyable. I did pick up a guitar, a friend's guitar, and went, man, this just feels like I'm hauling around a house. and I can't get the chords that I want. Plus, I'd have to learn how to play six strings instead of four, which means I'm reaching further. The frets are further apart. It's just not going to work. It's not for me. But see if you can borrow an ukulele from somebody and give it a try. This morning, I did a public service with some former coworkers. They called me up about a week and a half ago, and said, hey, we're filling food packages for an organization called Feed My Starving Children. They make these little packages of rice and soy and veggies and whatnot and send them to kids all over the world, the Philippines, various countries in Africa, South America, Central America. And we've done this before. The organization has moved since the last time I did it. So I'm driving out there going, this doesn't look familiar, but I'm following the map. So we'll go with that. Ended it up in the right place. We managed to create 83 boxes, which each hold 36 packets. There were four stations filling the boxes. So we were, our company was one of the stations, and my job was to open and hold the bags while other people funneled the food in there. And then I handed it off to another girl who measured it to make sure it was between 375 and 395 grams. And then I went to a sealer, and the sealer handed it to a guy and put it in a box. And every once in a while, he would shout out, 17 boxes! And here we go, yay! Meanwhile, there was music playing in the background. We did that for about 90 minutes, I think it was. Took a group picture, had a wonderful time. I wore a hat, and you had to put a hairnet under there, and I showed people my bald head, and they went, oh, wow, that's different. Told them the reason I was doing it, and put the hat back on over the hairnet, which they allowed. I also wore a bow tie, because that's what they know me for. So I wore a bow tie, and I also brought bow ties for them. Now, I noticed when we were at this thing in the past, several organizations had like company shirts. There was one from Cox, the local cable company, the internet service provider. And there was another one from another organization. And they had like team shirts. And the ServiceNow people had various ServiceNow shirts. Some were on the release. Some were said, put AI to work for people. They were mostly black, mostly. One was gray. And I had, of course, a green button-down shirt. I went, okay, we're not consistent. So I brought some clip-on bright green bow ties. They loved it. They said, we have to do this more often. This is going to be our standard outfit. I said, I got a bag of them. I got these from our Alaska trip. When we finished our Alaska cruise, we ended up in Vancouver, and we had a developer meetup, and one of the guys there, one of the meetup organizers, Glenn, had a bag of them, and we passed them out to all the meetup attendees, and there were about 25, 30 people there. And at the end, he said, I got like a bag of another 40 of these things. What am I going to do with them? I said, give them to me. I'll figure out a way to get rid of them. So I've had them for the last 3 months and used them at events like this, and the people loved them. So we had everybody from, you know, guys, girls, an 11-year-old girl. She just had her 11-year birthday. Happy birthday, Athena. She was working right next to me and scooping up the protein powder or the vitamin mix. It looked like sand. And she dumped it in first. So we were having a good time keeping her included in the conversation and whatnot. A little bit of an adventure this morning. We woke up at about 4 in the morning, and all of a sudden you hear, beep. I think a smoke detector needs a battery. Beep. And of course, you can never tell which one it is, because you're supposed to have a smoke detector in each room and the kitchen. And so I'm walking around, you got to wait 30 seconds. And I had my head right up to the one in the living room. Beep. Nope, not that one. Well, at least we thought it was. I replaced the battery, put it back in. Beep. Okay, it's not that one. And now I'm out of 9-volt batteries, fresh 9-volt batteries. So the one that I took out obviously wasn't dead. So there's one in the kitchen but it's not the kind that takes a 9-volt battery. It's got like a 10-year long life battery. So I thought maybe that's it. Take it down and written on the side is installed on, and I'm going, it can't be 10 years. Please don't let it be 10 years already. 8/8/2015. Replace on 8/8/2025. Oh, it's been 10 years in about 3 weeks. Well, got our money's worth out of that. That's not the one that's chirping either. But you know what? It's probably time to replace. So I ordered one on Amazon and some more 9-volt batteries. Went in the hallway. And no matter where you stand, it sounds like this thing is coming from somewhere else. We finally figured out it wasn't a smoke detector. It was a carbon monoxide detector that was hiding down by the stereo system by the TV, which is nice to know that it's there. So replace that battery, and the Amazon shipment came in same day. So I stored away the extra 9-volt batteries and put up the new one. So I thought, well, when I went online, I said, first alert, whatever it was, P1021, look it up on Amazon, go order. It came in. It wasn't a P1021. It was like a SM102, a little bigger. So I couldn't use the same base. Like, of course not. That would have made life too easy. Go to the garage, get the power screwdriver, take the old mount off. Of course, the old mount was, the kitchen's been painted since the old one went on. So, of course, it's painted. Pry it off without trying to rip any paint off the wall. Figuring this, nothing's ever easy, is it, with homes? There's always something extra. I thought, I'm going to need to, it can't be this easy. Put the drywall screws into the new base plate, put it in. Screwed it on, done. So, yes, I remember to peel out that little piece of tape that activates the battery. We should be good. Now I'm going to just have to track down the other smoke detectors and replace all their batteries. Remember when they used to say, when you change your clocks, change the batteries? We don't change our clocks in Arizona. So I don't know when the last time I changed batteries was. But I do have a system in Notion that can show me recurring events every 6 months or once a year, and that will work for me. So I'm going to do that. It's been a wonderful time. Speaking of Notion, I have a regularly scheduled job about every 10 or 15 minutes on my laptop that says, hey, Google, you got anything new for me? And if it is, it will create a task in Notion, because when I look at my to-dos for the day, I like to have my appointments on the to-dos as well. And many times when you're in an appointment, like a conference call or something, you can put the notes in that appointment. Makes sense, right? Well, about once a week, it says, I'm sorry, I can't log in. I don't have a password. So I go, great, I'll just renew the credentials. I'm not, okay. Phone just tried answering something. Then it came up with the message today. So I said, you know, do the little reset command, go get a new set of credentials. And it says, no, I've lost your sync token. Now the sync token is when was the last time it talked to Google Calendar to get that information? Ah, that's different. So I said, delete the old sync token. And it said, okay, I got to go get everything because I didn't see anything before. It lost that kind of bookmark of when the last time it got stuff was. It downloaded 3,800 items and it's starting to stuff these into Notion. Now, I do have the ability to say, have you seen this before? There's like a correlation ID, an ID that says, I've seen you, so I'm going to update this rather than create a new one. That's how you know whether you're to create a new record or update an existing record. Well, I sat here for like 3 hours watching this and go, ka-chunk, 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 ka-chunk. Most of this stuff is from like 2010, 2011, 2012. I'm watching old appointments go by going, wow, well, now I have everything in Notion. It was fascinating. One of them went by. I sent Craig a text that said, this just went by. Record episode 10 of Topic is Trek in 2017. So, yep, they're all in there. Oddly enough, I do have logic in there to catch recurring events, but some of them didn't show up as recurring. So I'm going to have to do a search for anniversary and birthday and maybe some other things to make sure that they are set in Notion as recurring so that it can do its logic. Otherwise, I'm likely to miss somebody's birthday, and I don't want to do that. Okay, on with today's song. We've got the import done. I've got to do a little data cleanup. Now that we have offline capability, I could do that on the plane on the way to Atlanta if I want. Song of the day today is Creep by Radiohead. My version. Enjoy. Couldn't look you in the eyes. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. He's so very special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. Don't care if it hurts. Wanna have control. Want a perfect body. Want a perfect soul. I want you to notice when I'm not around. You're so very special. Wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. She makes you happy, whatever you want. You're so very special. Wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't belong here.
And you're probably saying, who requested that? I didn't see that on the request list. It wasn't. I wanted to do one of my own, and I had it narrowed down to three. I'm working very, very hard on getting Sultans of Swing by Dire Straits, but that's not to the point where I can play it solid through without a flaw, and I really want these recordings to go as flawless as possible being the key word. Then I was going to do Stray Cat Strut by the Stray Cats. Again, I can play that one, but it's not that difficult. I actually prefer playing that one live rather than playing it for a recording. And Creep was in about the same shape, but I did a couple of run-throughs and went, out of the three, that one's the best. And I just wanted to practice my plucking. I don't do too many plucking songs. Most of them have been strumming. So this was fun. I enjoyed it. Have yourselves a good time. If you want to give a rating to any of the songs, I am booked up through the end of the month, so I apologize if I don't get to yours, but there are still a few left. I've got the rest of the week planned out, and I'm not going to tell you what they are. You're just going to have to wait. But if you want to rate one of the existing performances, go to ctomasi.link/ddop25. Appreciate it very much. And I will talk to you again tomorrow. Till then, take care. Stay safe. Love you. Bye.